is Bill Lloyd. I'm one of two literacy coordinators at the Washtenaw Intermediate School District, which is located in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
My name is Ronnie Connors, and I'm a co-facilitator for the Adolescent Literacy Initiative at Washtenaw Intermediate School District. When we looked at the Reading Next document that was produced by the Alliance for Excellent Education, it spoke to the vital instructional and infrastructural components that are necessary for an adolescent literacy focus. And those are things like effective instructional principles embedded in context, text-based collaborative learning, and a focus on metacognition, all of which we felt Reading Apprenticeship addressed. The Reading Apprenticeship framework really acknowledges the fact that reading is a complex process. It allows for very rich discussion that we want between our students and teachers to engage in. It acknowledges that there are four dimensions that we're looking at when we're looking at reading comprehension. In order to have these deep discussions with metacognition at the center of that,
the social dimension plays a critical role because it develops a safe atmosphere within classrooms for students to take the risk of sharing their own thinking. The cognitive dimension, where students begin to monitor their own comprehension, they set their own reading purposes. The personal dimension, where they begin to see themselves as a reader, because many adolescent students don't view themselves as competent readers. And the knowledge building dimension, where they begin to understand that by making connections between different texts, they're actually increasing their own knowledge. What happens within this framework is that reading comprehension and all the components of reading are made intentionally explicit. There's a conservation of language around math and science that makes it a very, very different kind of reading. So when I think about teachers in those content areas, they, in effect, are masters of the reading within their particular domains of knowledge. They're the ones who can model their own thinking around those kinds of texts.
The teacher, when they are starting to introduce metacognitive conversations, they will often model what they are thinking. They will do what we call a think aloud. They'll model what they're doing when they are struggling with some difficult text and what happens when they encounter some difficulties. We like to say that they give them strategies for their toolkit that students might be able to pull out when they need them, such as talking to the text when they are reading. They are writing some things down. Teachers also work on predicting what might happen in a text. Also, they might use the QAR, question-answer relationship, for students where they're actually creating questions as they read to have a deeper understanding. They might use some reciprocal teaching. What's different is how the teachers tie them together and structure their attention and their discussion in the classroom to allow students to come to these understandings independently. So while they might model at the beginning and then do a lot of guided practice along the way, their hope is that students become independent strategic thinkers. We very much believe in continuing professional development, developing professional learning communities among our teachers, and continuing to look at data to drive decisions.
The plan is in four phases, and we've been implementing it since the 06-07 academic year. We purposefully started small, and we started with volunteers.
What we do with professional development is we have the teachers come to a four-day workshop. When they leave, we know that our job is not done. We continue to meet with our trainer facilitators monthly here at the Intermediate School District. We model facilitation skills and allow teachers time to practice them because these same facilitators then go back to their buildings and have these same kind of meetings with the teachers that are reading apprenticeship trained within their building. And we also do classroom observations or video observations. We talk about data in these meetings. We bring samples of student work and do some protocols around that where teachers can examine student work.
One thing that's really helped us, in addition to the teacher's enthusiasm for the model, has been the results that we've seen in summative measures that we've used.
In looking at student data, in the past 2 years, we've used the degrees of reading power, and this year we're also looking at other summative assessments. When we look at the results, we're seeing that in our classrooms where reading apprenticeship has been implemented, our students are making gains beyond the national norm. In fact, we're seeing in some classrooms between 2 and 10 times the gain in national norm and DRP units from pre and post tests.
Part of my work within this literacy model has been to interview students as well. And I've conducted focus groups with middle school and with high school students. This student says, "I've realized I've developed as a reader. Before, I would just scan words on pages of books without a thought, without relating things in the book to real life experiences. I wasn't reading a book simply skimming through text on a page, connecting, picturing, summarizing, things I do naturally now, I didn't do then. I believe having those understandings of the reading helped me and bettered me as a reader and as a writer." This idea of discussing text isn't just for low readers or at-risk students. There are many very capable readers who benefited from this as well, because, as we all know, we will always encounter some difficult text that's really challenging, no matter how good we are at reading. With all the domains of knowledge, with all the content areas, that challenge awaits all of us.